Friday, March 31st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report, the March USDA Reports Review. I am sorry, but it's hard to spin anything really positive from the March Stocks and Planning's Intention Reports. As I lean back and look at the charts and the rally seen since lows last September in corn and August in soybeans, they were bear market rallies and the major trend is lower, with more downside potential than farmers are considering. Farmers have not done as much marketing or risk management, so are more vulnerable. Looking at the numbers themselves, the quarterly stocks reports were all negative. Corn stocks were 8.616 billion bushel, which was 794 million larger than last year at this time. On-farm corn stocks are 13% larger than last year. Farmers have bins full of corn that they are sitting on, waiting for something to change. That change will eventually come, probably after they sell, however long that takes. 90 million acres of corn intended was 1 million below the average trade estimate. That 1 million fewer acres of corn is 171 million bushel less corn produced, watered down by 65 million bushel larger corn stocks. The 106 million bushel difference is still not enough to reduce the year-to-year carryover that I have on my balance sheet, which comes in near unchanged at the USDA's 2.32 billion. That is why I said that the corn acreage needed to decline below 90 million acres for a bullish report. We need this reduction in corn acreage to keep year-to-year corn stocks from growing. That suggests the corn market will be able to respond to weather, but rallies will continue to be belabored by the huge stocks weighing on them from farmers needing to sell. Given excellent growing conditions in Brazil, U.S. corn exports will soon shrivel. The corn market does not need to buy any additional acres, and I doubt that Friday's rally will carry on long without some weather. As a note on Brazil, given their record soybean crop and prospects for a record corn crop, their storage capacity will be overwhelmed by those two crops. Basis is going to get very competitive as they become desperate to move that supply into markets as soon as possible. Brazilian corn and soybeans are going to get cheap relative to ours. They're going to aggressively take back market share that they lost to the U.S. last year. According to Dr. Elwin Taylor, the 2017 corn yield will be higher than what USDA is using, 170.8 bushel per acre, but likely lower than a year ago, which was 174.6 bushel per acre. His model has had an 80% accuracy. Hopefully there will be some weather scares, but the outlook is that there will not be a weather event this year. Many areas that were dry on the NOAA drought monitor got soaking rains this week, and even in the south, where the drought has been the most intense, they were getting some relief. It would not be surprising for the drought in the south to re-intensify, but not to the degree that it would threaten to expand into the Corn Belt enough to seriously impact 2017 production. The eastern Corn Belt could be threatened, but it is more likely that it would be 2018 before there would be a bona fide drought threat to the Corn Belt. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. All wheat acreage matched the average trade guess of 46.1 million acres, while quarterly wheat stocks of 1.655 billion bushel were 33 million bushels above the average trade guess. Quarterly stocks of wheat are 283 million bushel larger than last year. That is additional supply to compete as feed with corn. Wheat was seeing a relief rally, which should be sold. The USDA survey found that the farmers intended to plant 89.5 million acres of soybeans, 1.3 million more than the average trade estimate. If we grow that many acres and get a good 49 to 50 bushel per acre yield, my balance sheet has the soybean carryover nearly doubling the 435 million carryover USDA was forecasting for this marketing year. Last year's Brazilian soybean crop was 95 million metric tons, and they are forecasting 111 million metric ton harvest there this year. When converted to bushels, that is 588 million bushels more soybeans produced in Brazil this year compared to last. I had to do the math a couple of times before I could believe that number. USDA says that they found quarterly stocks of 1.735 million bushels, which was 56 million larger than the average trade estimate, but 204 million bushels larger soybean stocks than a year ago. Farmers have been selling soybeans while storing corn with on-farm soybean stocks 8% smaller than last year. I would point out that bear spreads worked after the reports were released in soybeans. What that says is that they will not take all the weather premium out of soybeans ahead of the growing season. I would also point out that bear spreads work in bear markets. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.